It's Fred Nats on Deck on Sunday in Salem, finishing up a two-week road trip, finishing up the first weekend of the second half. Eric Bock joined by the pitching coach Justin Lord for the Fred Nats. And Lordy, we're starting the second half now. If you could zoom out a little bit and give us the big picture assessment of the first half for this pitching staff. A lot of great performances, really solid bullpen. What's your take on the first half?
I'm pleased with the way these guys have thrown the baseball. I mean, they've put in a lot of work from day one, you know, even going back to spring training and getting an idea of how this season was going to be laid out for a lot of these guys. You know, our starters, we had a couple experienced guys, Brian Polanco back, and he's done a really good job being a solid piece for us. Angel Ramon has been up and down a little bit. You know, he's thrown a little bit out of the bullpen and had a little bit of success there, and he's going to get the start again today. He's kind of been a little bit more of a versatile role for us this year. And then, you know, guys like Davian Garcia, Yoel Tejeda, and Xander Meckley, those guys coming out of college. It's their first full season. Tejeda and Meckley, primarily relievers in college. And so this is going to be a little bit of adjustment for them, getting on a starting rotation. And I've been really happy with them. They've learned a lot. They're learning about the basics that build a foundation for a starting pitcher as far as routines and preparation and being deliberate about their work in between starts. Really pleased with that. The relievers have been really good. They've built on each other. They pick each other up. They come in. They're attacking the strike zone more consistently. And just really, really proud of those guys. And the guys that have earned promotions this year, too, in the first half. Really proud of those guys' work as well. And so, yeah, man, I mean, it's been fun to watch. It's been a really good group to work with. They take their work serious. They're competitors. They're not just chasing their own stats. They want to win ball games, and that's really fun to see.
One of my favorite quotes of yours is, pitching is simple, not easy. Talking about Xander Meckley, last three starts, he's made it look both simple and easy by filling up the strike zone. He's only walked one across those three starts, got through six innings and 58 pitches the other night. What do you think the biggest mechanical key has been for his recent success?
I think it's just not undervaluing strikes. I mean, you have to force contact aggressively. You know, you don't pitch. You know, pitching to contact is a term that's been used for years and years, but you can pitch aggressively to contact. Some people think it's more of a passive term. You just take a little bit off and just pitch, letting them hit the ball. But that's not really what we're after, is, you know, pitching aggressive to contact with the intent of getting those guys out when they swing the bat. And so, you know, some of those guys buying into that has been a big contributor to their success, and Meck has been one of those guys.
You mentioned Roman's developing throughout this season. He's starting today. What do you think the biggest key for him, if he can check a couple boxes today for you, what are those?
It's very simple. Changing speeds, using his stuff effectively in the strike zone. I mean, he's a little bit more of a contact type pitcher. Doesn't get a lot of high strikeout numbers, you know, but his ability to throw strikes and induce weak contact is what we're hoping. And usually with pitchers like that, they need to get ahead. Getting strike one, you know, we pitch first pitch strikes a lot. If you have the ability to do that, it's always great. You know, if you have a really high 1-1 strike percentage, you can get away with less first pitch strikes, but getting a first pitch strike just gives you more options, you know. Getting strike one gives you more options. And so hopefully that's what he gives us today. Is, you know, Salem is a team that does swing the bat early, and they will put the ball in play. They don't strike out a lot over a series necessarily, but he's got to throw strikes and change speeds early is going to be the key to his success.
A lot of times in these minor league press boxes when we travel, we run into scouts and have conversations with scouts. Every time a scout talks about Ryan Minkler, they love his stuff and his projectability. Where do you think Minkler is today compared to opening day? Seems like he's come a long way in a relatively short amount of time.
Yeah, I think he's learning as he goes every day how to be a professional, how to prepare each day, things that are most important. He's learning how to use his body and his delivery to get his pitches in the strike zone more consistently, because he's got a swing and miss splitter. He's got a really good split finger, and it's when he can throw his fastball in the strike zone. It just gives him more options. And his slider's coming along, too. He threw some really good sliders yesterday. It was really good to see. So a guy like that, learning how to control comes before command. And so when he can control the strike zone, his stuff is a lot better. And that's what we saw last night. You know, he was able to stay around the strike zone for the most part last night and get some swings and misses on that splitter. And then, you know, by being able to do that, he also froze a guy with a fastball for strike three as well. So just literally, he's been doing some delivery work lately, and it is just basic dry work repetitions. That is, there's no flair to it, there's no excitement to it, but it's just good old grunt work, really, you know, in between outings for him, that I think is starting to pay off.
Speaking of in between outings, we're finishing up a 2-week road trip. We're all in the same hotels. I've been seeing you and performance analyst Sam Unger have these meetings with all the guys just to kind of assess where they are. Can you pull the curtain back a little bit about what those conversations are like with the guys periodically throughout the season?
Yeah, I mean, there's no secrets to what we're talking with them about. It's nothing that I wouldn't, you know, disclose in an interview like this. Sure. I mean, because it's pretty basic. I mean, people, especially nowadays, it seems like people are looking more for a magic wand or something, you know, some secret that's going to give them success. But I mean, at the end of the day, some of these guys, their numbers when they get strike one are completely different than when they fall behind 1-0. And so it's just a basic thought process of attacking the strike zone early and showing these guys where, because they can get consumed with a lot of things over the course of a season or half season or whatever it might be. But being able to break it down and show these guys that this is where, when you're really good, this is what you're doing. So let's try to do that a little bit more, and Samantha's done a really good job of putting those reports together and put a lot of work in, a lot of hours into developing those, that we can give guys a visual to go along with what they might be feeling. But sometimes just them being able to see it on a chart, number form, heat maps, whatever it may be, those guys are able to see that and then give them something to strive for moving forward.
One of the hallmarks of this team in the first half was its ability to hold on to leads. 21-1 when leading after 7 in the first half. That's got to be a stat that makes you feel good about the bullpen. And I could just go back to the culture of that bullpen that you've seemingly built. These guys are just building off of each other out there, it seems.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the bullpen's a fun place to be, and it is a little bit of a fraternity within a pitching staff, within a team. And so they do a great job of handing the ball off to the next guy and taking pride in finishing out a game, you know, to finish a game that the team has fought hard to get a lead and to keep us in a game if we are down a run or two. You know, I mean, ideally you want to win when you're ahead, but you want to stay within a swing of the bat when we're down as well. And so I think they've done a really good job there. I mean, they're a fun group, but when it's time to go to work, you know, they clock in and they're ready to take care of business.
Last homestand, you took your days off that the coaches are supposed to do for the Nats. Went on a little family vacation in Nashville. Everything good there?
Yeah, man, I almost didn't come back. it was a lot of fun. We were in Nashville for a week. You know, my daughter is she's into music and loves music, and we were there for a few days, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then CMA Fest started Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And so we had a blast, man. It was really fun, and got to see a lot of people, meet a lot of people, and have some really good experiences there. So it was really cool. We had a great time.
Love to hear it. Justin Lord with us on Fred Nats on Deck. A win today means a winning 2-week road trip for the Freddies. Thank you, Lordy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.